Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, there you go. Every Monday, with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints and LSU, because we're going to kind of cross paths here with Mike Dettelier. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Tommy. I know today I'll be as busy as Rouse's.
I can imagine. let's look at the some stats here. Saints rushed the ball 15 times, threw it 51. Tampa Bay rushed it 29, threw it 24. Every week, it seems like we tell the same story over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's you have nothing to hang your hat on offensively. Nothing. You can't tell me one thing they do real well on offense. And really, yesterday, you got to give the defense their props.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they hung in there. You know, you had a couple of good goal line stands. You did give up that touchdown on the fourth down, but really, could you ask your defense to do too much more than what they did? I didn't think Baker Mayfield played that great yesterday. And to be honest, I think the Saints really kind of got after him pretty good.
They did.
They didn't rush the football like I thought really that they probably would. They did run the ball 29 times, but they got 88 yards. Mm-hmm. That's 3 yards a carry. But your offense, you got zilch. And it was this kind of, it's almost like watching a rerun. I've seen this picture before. I've seen this show before. Penalties, you know, false starts, drop passes, missed opportunities. And I knew by halftime, after watching what I watched, despite the score, you were right there with Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Tyler Shuck, you knew you were going to see him play in this game. Because there was really nothing going for you on the offensive side, the football.
What did you think of Tyler Shuck's performance?
I thought overall, for the position he's in, you know that they're not going to run the football when he's in there, or not much, that he's going to come out throwing. You're going up against one of the best defensive coaches in the league in Todd Bowles. You know, he's going to show you a lot of different looks. He's going to play a lot of shell coverage. He's going to give you that little short stuff, but he won't give you up anything deep. And so I think overall, you know, he played okay. It was nothing great, but
when there was something deep that was there, there seemed to be a misconnection. But it could be because maybe he's not getting the first team reps with the receivers. I don't know.
Well, I suspect you'll get the first team.
I would think, yeah.
Tommy, I mean, we've talked about this now for not weeks, months, that this scenario of events would happen where, you know, that Spencer would be the starter, but you know, things wouldn't work out maybe like they wanted it to, and Tyler Shuck would be given the baton, and it's going to be his. Now, they didn't say that yesterday. But just by the actions of what happened, I'd be surprised if he was if he's not the starter.
Listening yesterday, Deuce was very frustrated and rightfully so, and very angry at the end of the game because, you know, you got to be able to line up right. Here we are, week what, 9 of the season? Where are we at? Week 9 coming up, I think.
Yeah, and it's the little details of events of it's every week. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And my thing is, okay, you've worked on this at practice. The attention to details, making the little plays.
Or inattention to details.
My thing about it is, I'm not worried about the big plays. I'm worried about you making the little plays that can get you enough to piece it together. You're not good enough at this stage to commit these penalties, mental errors, and, you know, if it's drop passes, if it's a fumble or whatever, you're not good enough at this stage to get over that. You almost have to play a complete game and not do that. And that attention to detail is just not there on this football team. And that goes back onto the head coach.
Yep.
You know, you got to take responsibility, even though you're not out there. You know, again, it's your responsibility to get them to kind of do what I want you to do here. And I'm not asking you to be Superman, but I'm asking you to make the little plays out on the field that can get us a win. And Tommy, it's not happening. It's just not.
Mike, and so I don't care.
You got to run it through your head again about what can I do differently to get these guys to respond to me.
I don't care if it's a coffee shop. I don't care if it's an auto repair place. I don't care if it's what we do. You know, it all starts with the fundamentals. You start
right.
By getting you get the customer's name right, okay? You greet them when they walk in the door. You get the customer's name right. Then you find out what they want, and then you solve their problem, or maybe you get their order right, and then you make sure that they get it on time, and then from there you go on to the next customer, and then before you know that, you got a successful business, right? The same thing here. We come back from commercial break, and we do a good segment. Then before you know it, we got another good segment. Then before you know it, we got a good half hour. Then before you know it, we got an hour. And then before you know it, you got a good show. And then from there, you got good shows. And the point I'm making is it seems like every week I'm hearing from Kellen Moore, I got to coach better. I got to coach better. I got to coach better. It's on me. And I heard somebody ask him yesterday, I don't know if it was Jeff Nowak or who it was, but, how do you do that? How do you coach better? How do you coach better? And he said, I think we just got to coach better, but I'm not seeing any changes. It would be different if I saw improvement week to week, but I'm not seeing improvement week to week.
This is a Pete Jenkins line. If I knew how to do it differently and do it better, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that simple, you know. And, you know, a lot of people, they go back to it. Maybe they played in high school or middle school or whatever. Well, this is what we did. Okay, this is the professionals. Okay, it's a different ball game. But if it was real easy to fix, you could fix it. The problem is it's not that easy to fix. You got more than one problem. And Tommy, the breakdown isn't just one kind of position. It's sort of all across the board. It's not just the offensive guard or the tackle or the tight end dropping a ball or a receiver dropping a ball or a fumble. It's kind of the whole mixture of events. It's not one person messing it up. So right or wrong in these spots, what happens? Because of the fact that you have used a very early round pick on a quarterback, this is how a lot of the younger guys, and it's not everybody's Jaden Daniels, and the baton gets passed. I remember last year, and that was kind of the comparison to me. It was like 7 games into the season. New England had went with Jacoby Brissett, a veteran player in the league. But, you know, the losing started to mount and more and more and more. And then it got to the point where, you know what, we got to give Drake May an opportunity. And it looked ugly early on with Drake. He seemed overwhelmed at the quarterback position. But later in the year, all of a sudden, you said, man, that Drake May guy can play. Mm-hmm. And now look at him. Look at what he's doing with the Patriots. They've had to redo that roster and bring in a lot of new guys under
and
Mike
Vrabel.
And
look, we got to take a break. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy here, but can the Patriots line up when they're supposed to, like where they're supposed to?
Well, they couldn't last year.
Okay.
Okay. And so now it's different. The one thing with Vrabel, man, you better get your fundamentals right. Either that or you ain't playing for me. And he got rid of a lot of those guys that, as I guess he put it kind of gently, are you going to make mental mistakes? You're going to make those mental mistakes with somebody else. You're not doing it with me. So I think Kellen Moore now is in that spot where, man, you know what? If it's happening over and over again, I can't win with some of these guys. I'm going to have to move on. But you can't do it today, okay? You can't change a complete roster today. I think when the Saints played the Patriots, they had 27 new players on the team from a year ago on a 53-man roster. Mm. The Saints got like 28 or 29. It's very similar in a lot of ways, other than they got Drake May and the Saints don't.
All right, we got to take a break. Mike Dettillier, our guest every Monday morning is Saints football morning with Rouse's. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the NFL of the Saints. 6:24 traffic now, WWL. 6:29, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Dettillier, a couple of minutes before the news. Mike, so have you seen improvement week to week from the Saints?
No, I haven't. No, I think defensively, what I saw yesterday was improvement on the defensive side of football. Mm-hmm. Man, you look at it, if I'd have told you this before the game, like on the third down efficiency, one team would be 3 for 13. Mm-hmm. The other team would be 8 of 16.
Who's going to win?
Tell me the winner.
Yep, exactly.
And that the Saints, okay, Tampa Bay was 3 of 13 on third downs. I mean, they didn't convert anything. And the Saints were 50%. And yet you couldn't get anything going on offense. I thought their defense yesterday did a good job of keeping them in the game. The four turnovers are a killer. I mean, you can't turn the ball over four times. Not against that team. And even if they weren't playing that well on offense, Tampa's defense is really good. But again, right now, you're not able to kind of build upon anything offensively at all. Name me one thing that they do really well, Tommy, on offense. You'd have a tough time thinking about it. One thing that they do really well, and that's you're in the early stages of rebuilding this football team. You don't have enough good players at this stage.
And here's the question: is Kellen Moore the right guy? Because if not, you need to know right away, right? You need to know pretty quickly. And my question is, and I love the Saints, I had to put the flag at half staff yesterday, is if you can't get them lined up right as you approach week 9, well, then maybe it's time to do like Brad Pitt and Moneyball and go smash a urinal with a baseball bat or something. I don't know. We'll talk when we come back. 6:31 time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. 6:45, quarter till 7. Mike Dettillier joins us every Monday morning. It's a Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, but they're also the official supermarket of LSU, so we're going to kind of cross over a little bit here and talk. Well, first of all, let me go back to the Saints real quick. Do you think Kellen Moore has the attention of the team?
Yeah, I think he has the attention of the team.
Okay.
I really do. I think he does have the attention just because I
think why aren't they lining up right?
You heard Deuce during the news. Parts of them. And that's a discipline issue, and you may have to make a change or two, so to speak, on your coaching staff. Mm-hmm. But you got to get people to understand.
Or maybe you need a coach to be the hard A, maybe?
Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay. Not Kellen Moore I'm talking about. I'm talking about another coach.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think in today's world, to kind of how we look at it, Tommy, it's differently than a young man who's 18 and 19 and 20 today. Mm-hmm. And younger people, some of them you can jump on them and it doesn't matter. That they get it. And you jump on some of these guys today, and it was like that even when Bobby played. You jump on them, they play even worse.
Mike, in the,
you know,
in the 80s, in the 80s, when I was attending the University of Life, I told this story before. I had to talk to a mechanic about comebacks because he had too many comebacks, and you don't make any money on comebacks.
Yeah.
I expected a guy to take a swing at me. Instead, he ran off crying. That I wasn't ready for. I didn't know what to do with that.
And so that's the same thing in sports. That's why you kind of know the people that you're working with day to day. And you find that out through life experiences, just like you did, just like I did. I was in another profession, too. So how people react to it is all a little differently, and you got to get to know kind of how to push their buttons. And there also is a talent factor involved. And I think Kellen Moore took a look, and I think he has a realization that I think – 95% of the fans have today. You just don't have enough. Do you have enough talent to get you to where you need to get to? The answer is real simple. It's no. And you're going to have a major roster changeover again. It's even tougher at the college ranks because now with the transfer portal, NIL, it's a constantly changing roster. And what you did a year ago don't mean a damn thing. I think about James Franklin at Penn State. He was one game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Away last year from going to the national championship, midway into the season, he's pink slipped. A guy I know real well, Ed Orgeron, wins a national championship in 2019, and a couple years later, okay, he's fired. This is all about winning. And you got to feed the monster constantly that if you don't win, and I don't buy this horse hockey stuff about, oh, I lost the fans. You know how you gain the fans?
Win. Yep.
All this other stuff is meaningless. You got to win, Tommy. And I think at this stage, even for Saints fans, gotten used to, okay, what had happened before. With Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and you're not going to see those days anytime soon.
I know that, but you and I have been around a long time. We go back to the bad old days where it was just a social event. It wasn't really a football game.
That's
I understand
true.
That. But, look, I'm patient. I understand that. Now, you can't win all the time. There's a cycle. I get that. But you got to show improvement week to week. That's all I'm looking for. And that's one thing I wrote down about LSU. They did not show improvement week to week.
No, they didn't, and there's a lot of different reasons for why coaches get fired, and it could personality fit and you didn't relate and all this and that. You know what it really comes down to? You better win.
And not get embarrassed.
You better constantly
and not get embarrassed
win.
In Tiger Stadium on Saturday night, I'll tell you that.
Tommy, I'll be honest. This is the craziest weekend I've been through to do a pregame show.
Mm-hmm.
We are, Herb Tyler and I, we do, you know, the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show at Acme Oyster. The place is packed. It is standing room only. They got people outside serpentined to get in there. And it had been like that since the manager told me, since 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we started at 2 o'clock. It stayed like that till 3:30. It's the most subdued I've seen LSU fans ever for a pregame.
Mm.
Herb and I have been doing this now for 3 years. They kind of almost felt, I'm not real sure what we're going to see tonight, and it could be bad. You could almost read it. I said it over the air, and Herb looked at me after we finished. He was like, you really feel that way? I said, yeah, I really feel that way. As we left, a couple people, you know, stopped, and we were talking, and they were like, man, I just hope this doesn't get ugly tonight. Almost like they sensed it. Something wasn't right here. Mm-hmm. Now, the Texas A&M people there, man, they were hooping and hollering. And we did have quite a few Aggie fans there, but the LSU fans, they were the most subdued, and I've done this now a few years, that I've ever seen them before a game like this in Tiger Stadium against a team that nobody really likes in Texas A&M.
At what point during the game did you begin to think this is Brian Kelly's last game?
At the end of the third quarter, my thought is, you know, because at halftime, hey, you right there with them.
Right.
But, man, the punt return and then everything cascaded after that. LSU couldn't do anything on offense, and their defense, which had saved their bacon again in the first half, you could see the cracks in the vase, and it was all over. But at the end of the third quarter.
About the same time. That's when my text started going about the end of the third quarter, and we got talking about buyout and this and that and the other thing. It's like, well, you can't get embarrassed in Tiger Stadium on Saturday.
No, you can't. And you can't have your student section chanting, fire Kelly, fire Kelly. And it was loud. And so when that happens, Tommy – you know what's going to happen to you next.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up and come back, wrap it up with Mike Dottiglia. Then we'll talk to Jeff Palermo about Brian Kelly and LSU, 6:52, 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:58, a couple of minutes left with Mike Dottiglia. Mike, y'all going to be second-guessing this evening, eh?
Yes, sir, we will. We'll be at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, from 4 to 6:30. Bobby Hebert and myself, and then at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be, I know his dad, Jim Haslett, his son, Chase Haslett, is the tight ends coach here for the Saints, and then Monday Night Football.
All right, so you got the Rams next week in L.A., 5-2. Thoughts?
They haven't matched up real well against the Rams. Man, Matt Stafford, he's carved them up when they've played him the last few games. I'll be honest with you. Rams got a really talented young team. Sean McVay, you know, in my opinion, I think he's one of the top two or three coaches in pro football for what they do. Man, it's going to be a real tough game against Rams again, and you have not matched up well against them. And he's really innovative, but long as he got Matt Stafford standing straight up, they're going to win a lot of games.
Mike, real quick, we only got 20 seconds left. Where is the LSU job in terms of being an attractive job, not for those in Baton Rouge, but for those outside of Baton Rouge?
Highly attractive. I've talked to enough agents, coaches, because Louisiana produces athletes and football players like very few states. They either one or two. Nine of the last 10 years in producing per capita pro football players. Right. Highly attractive.
Thank you, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.